Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and his take-no-prisoners style eventually rewarded the GOP with control of the House and the Senate in 1994. Julian Zelizer is author of a new book entitled Burning Down the House, Newt Gingrich, the Fall of a Speaker, and the Rise of the New Republican Party. In his book, he examines the tactics involved, but was there another way for the GOP to achieve its congressional majority?
I think there was. I mean, Ronald Reagan himself was proof that the lock the Democrats had was not permanent. He won the presidency through a pretty dramatic election and won re-election. Republicans did win control of the Senate from 81 to 87 without having a Gingrich-like figure at their head. And building a coalition, promoting ideas, being tough partisans without going as far as Gingrich did.
One of the things that struck me was that it seems to harken back to the Nixon era and Vice President Spiro Agnew attacking the media, attacking credibility, and Gingrich seems to then pick up on that.
Yeah, I mean, he takes advantage and he brings the strategy of using the media and attacking the media. He elevates it in the world of Republican leadership. He makes it part of 1980s Republican politics. He loves to attack the liberal media like Agnew and Nixon and definitely replicates that, but he's also very effective at using that media to convey his message. Cable television, which really only comes on the scene in a big way in the 1980s, has all these channels like C-SPAN where legislators could communicate directly to viewers and not through interviews with journalists. And instantly, Gingrich sees that as a way to make speeches on the floor of the House and launch really smear attacks against the Democrats, and they would get out there, the attacks, and it would be hard to put them back in the bottle. He also sees the world of investigative journalism, which really only takes hold after Watergate, where reporters are trying to uncover how does politics work and where are there potential areas of scandal, and he can take bits and pieces of the story and blow them up into bigger scandals. So I think he's institutionalizing some of what was only imagined by Nixon and Agnew, and then a whole world of cable and investigative journalism, which hadn't really existed yet.
Finally, what do you think all this means in terms of the future of politics? The Republican Party still seems to be following Gingrich's lead. The Democrats do not seem to be doing that exactly. What kind of future do you see? What kind of impact do you think this is going to have as we move forward?
I think it's a dangerous impact in terms of our ability to govern. I think we see that now during the pandemic, a real policy failure. You're seeing the administration and the Senate Republicans just politicizing a lot of the response to coronavirus rather than offering solutions grounded on evidence and what experts are saying. And the costs are high in terms of human life, in terms of the economy. So I think just the last few months really reveal that this style of politics is not a good one, and it's not one conducive to finding solutions to the problems that the nation faces. And it creates an atmosphere which is just very hard to reverse and very hard to nurture the kinds of relationships and respect for procedures that we really need. Especially in moments of crisis.
Julian Zelizer is author of a new book entitled Burning Down the House, Newt Gingrich, The Fall of a Speaker, and the Rise of the New Republican Party. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.